Hey, against all the odds, the Cleveland Cavaliers are the 2016 NBA champions, and LeBron James wins his third Finals MVP. The conversation continues tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show with Motez Bashara from CNN. I have to tell you, many times throughout this series, you know, my heart just goes out to David Blatt. I thought about him and just, you know, how I really didn't like how it all went down, the midseason switch and everything. It's a reality in the NBA. What do you think he learned from his time in Cleveland and will do different moving forward, Motez?
He was put in a difficult situation because obviously when he was taking over, he was supposed to take care of a young team, and there was zero pressure on him. You know, he picked up from a lottery team, and they had no idea LeBron was coming back. So all of a sudden you're handling a superstar, and with it comes delicate egos. And Blatt never coached a day in the NBA. So it was a bad fit from the beginning, I thought. But they had to let him stay the first year. What I thought is they should have subtly made a move in the offseason. I was pretty surprised when he came back to start the next season, mm-hmm. especially because I didn't think he did much of a job in the NBA Finals. You know, what he'll learn, I mean, I'm sure he'll learn a ton, first of all, just from being a coach in the NBA of any kind, but also dealing with egos and dealing with emotions from the sideline, I think is probably, you know, 50% of the coaching job in the NBA, really. So wherever he takes over next, he will probably do things a lot differently.
Motez, I want to ask you, do you think this is the best roster that LeBron has ever been surrounded with? And what's the future? I mean, do you think he will remain in Cleveland?
I think he will remain in Cleveland for sure,
okay.
At least to see out the meaty years of his career, which is going to be at least another 4 or 5 years. I think, you know, once those meaty years have gone by and he kind of becomes more of a number two instead of a number one, which is hard to picture at this stage at all, then he can kind of pick and choose and be like, well, you know, maybe I want to play with these guys because we've got more of a chance to win. But, he just got back. They won a title. It would be ridiculous for him to go anywhere. Number two, no, I definitely don't think this is one of the best. This is probably one of the worst. This is certainly the weakest team where he's won a title with. And perhaps, you know, one of the weakest supporting casts of any kind. I mean, nobody else, again, I'll say it again, it was James and Kyrie Irving
mm-hmm.
who were averaging, you know, in the high 20s in scoring. And then after that, J.R. Smith and Tristan Thompson scored, you know, were scoring 10 each. And nobody else was really doing much of the heavy lifting. It was all kind of guys chipping in here and there. But nothing close to having Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh or, you know, like the Scottie Pippen and Horace Grant who
right.
played with Michael Jordan or having Shaq and or Kobe play with each other, you know. No, it was LeBron doing, you know, 60% of the work, I would say. And probably that stat matches up in terms of his assists and scoring. In terms of what he contributed, at least offensively, and then defensively was a whole other story.
Hey, Motez, we got to give some love, though, to Richard Jefferson. I mean, he is now an NBA champion, and that's how his career will end. He turned 36 earlier this week. I mean, what a tremendous way to close the book.
Yeah, fantastic story. I love Richard Jefferson. By the way, you know, without a guy like Richard Jefferson, they would have been in real trouble.
Mm-hmm.
He saved them coming in when Kevin Love went down with that concussion. He played great minutes. He's an extremely knowledgeable guy on the court and obviously a great teammate. I think everybody loved him on that team. And part of the secret to staying in the league so long for 14 or 15 years, however many years it was, is that he's well-liked. And I think a lot of younger players
That's
can
true.
Look at him
yeah.
and think, you know, if I'm a good teammate, you know, people would like to have me around. And maybe at the end I can pick up a ring with someone like a LeBron James. So super happy for him. I'm sure he's got a great career ahead of him in media if he wants that. And, absolutely, you know, applause for Richard Jefferson.
Okay, so let's look in the crystal ball. Motez Bashara, what do you think about Kevin Love? Where's his future? I'd like him to come to Dallas.
Yeah, why not? Why not? I mean, there's a rumor going around today that Nowitzki might be going to Golden State.
That's not true. He's staying in Dallas. He's too loyal. No
well,
way.
You never know. Even if he does stay, Kevin Love, they need scoring in Dallas for sure. They need a lot of things, but they need scoring. And, you know, it's great. He came. It's been 2 years. He got the ring. I think if it's up to him, he probably wants to stay because I feel like his stock is down. Just after that performance, because in the new NBA, you really need guys who can guard the perimeter. And, you know, aside from that amazing sequence at the end where he was guarding Steph and he sort of kept him in check, which was huge, you know, Kevin Love is a pretty immobile guy. And I think he would probably want to stay, but I think Cleveland will dangle him. And if they get something which they think is a better piece of the puzzle for what they're trying to do, then I think we will probably see him go next year.
Well, the NBA got exactly what it wanted. Incredible ratings in Game 7, 31 million viewers, and the biggest game since 1998. This was certainly one of the best finals ever. Always a true pleasure to be visiting with Motez Bashara, CNN feature writer and best-selling author of Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. Check him out online. Motez, always a pleasure, and I look forward to our next conversation right here at YSR.
Me too. Thanks so much, Alyssa.
You bet. Stick around. Hour number two coming your way. We're going to be talking some MLB. Stay with us.